Welcome to Genius is Your Birthright with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti. Throughout this six-week program, you will have your imagination ignited, your intuition electrified. You will strengthen and expand your memory in a very interesting way, sharpen your reason, and expand your powers of perception to an unprecedented degree. With these tools, you will learn that you have these extraordinary faculties and how to unleash them. Without them, nothing is possible, but with this understanding, everything is possible. This material is standalone, but you will hear reference to supplemental material on CDs, which you can purchase from Christy Carotti. This week in Lesson 4, two more of our very powerful faculties, the will and reason.
Hello and welcome. This is Christy Carotti, and this is Genius is Your Birthright. And we're starting with the will. But first, I wanted to start at this really important place of moving into both the place of gratitude and the place of something you have accomplished, something that you're proud of, so that we start moving into this work from that place. So take a moment right now and hopefully have a piece of paper in front of you and just think of something that you're grateful for. And we can be grateful for so many things, but be grateful for one thing, for this purpose. And then move into a place of being proud of something that you have done. So it's not proud of someone or something else. It's really proud of something that you have done, because we are creating a vibrational frequency here. For me, I feel it in my heart area. Some people feel it in their solar plexus. Wherever you feel it, let it in to feel that gratitude and to feel being proud of yourself. And allow that to amplify itself within you. And that's what we're moving to match. Is that sense of who you become when you're proud of yourself, who you become when you operate from gratitude. We're starting with the will, but first I just wanted to review a little bit about the first two faculties. So Genius is Your Birthright is about studying the six faculties of genius, that we have our five senses and our six faculties, and if we learn to develop and exercise these faculties, we will be able to use them rather than them using us. We all have them. They are all our gift. They are all our right to have them, and it's just like having a muscular system in our body that if we use them to a specific result, if we exercise them, then we get to use them at a higher strength, at more of an intention. And the first two faculties that we have talked about are intuition and imagination. And of course, intuition is that part of us that is connected to the quantum field or the infinite or God or whatever you choose to call it, but that power that's greater than us, that an operating factor that's governing the laws that rule the way things work. And, you know, we have the physical rules of gravity, the laws of gravity, and then we have the unseen or the invisible laws that are at work, such as the law of attraction. So with our intuition, as we develop, and all of this is about strengthening and developing the tools that we have. All of this is about strengthening those tools so that we can use them to create a life we choose to live. And one of the reasons we want to create a life that we choose to live, or that we have a desire to move in a direction, is because that is the impulse of our becoming. That's the impulse of our nature to become more. That inside of our DNA, and even greater, all of our being, is a purpose that's calling us to wanting to express through us. Just like the universe expands, ever moving and expanding, that's our nature as well. And so we use intuition. We learn to tell the difference between our intuition and either the boogeyman or Delilah. And so you can go back and listen to the CD and the lesson on intuition if you're still working in that area. I mean, it's constant. And always go back and to remember. I remember somebody said to me a very profound thought when I was in high school, actually. He said, the secret to life is to remember to remember. And isn't that true? To remember who we are, to remember that we have intuition and we have imagination. We have all of these faculties that we can use if we choose to develop them, pay attention to them. And it starts with awareness. And the second one was imagination. And, you know, imagination plays in a big part into will versus willpower. But our imagination is where we use our imagination, which exists in our thought, to envision something that we desire. If we use it, I mean, if we imagine something, some form, shape of that is going to then go through the filters of the law and become an experience in our life. But we want to be a choice about what we create in our imagination. There was an episode of Star Trek that was exactly this. And what was happening is there was some strange anomaly going on the ship, that if you thought something, if you had a fear about something, it would manifest itself right in front of you. And this guy has fear of fire, and all of a sudden he's got fire in front of him and he's afraid. And any of the thoughts that people were having, they were manifesting people afraid of creatures or things like that. And the more they thought them, the more it perpetuated things. And the more that it happened to them, other people got afraid of their fears. And Jean-Luc Picard comes on. Someday I have to find the episode and exactly write down what he says, because it was fabulous. He gets on and says, you must control your thoughts. Your thoughts are producing that's happening in front of you right now. That is so absolutely true. Now, in that case, it was happening right away. In our case here, the more we're aware of this, the faster it takes place. But as we practice the use of imagination, then it still takes some time to move through our belief systems and through the natural law of things, then to become the reality of that thought that you are imagining. And so that's why it's very important to really pay attention to your imagination. And that's why studying will is very important and a very key part of developing our faculties. And will, as opposed to willpower. Willpower is kind of that squeeze, you know, when you squeeze, you go, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. That's willpower. And that can work. That can help. But it generally doesn't have enough foundation in law or in the way things work to really stick. And also when you're saying, I wish, I wish, I wish, if you're wishing for something like that in that way, clenching your fist, there's a huge part of you that is not believing that it's possible. There's doubt in you, or you wouldn't be wishing so hard that it would come true. And so as opposed to willpower, will is the mental faculty that gives you the ability to hold one idea on the screen of your mind to the exclusion of all outside distractions. As opposed to willpower, where all of the doubt and the wishing is also a primary thought. With will is the ability to hold in your imagination the image on your mind to the exclusion of all outside distractions. So it's just like driving. You're driving along, and next thing you know, you're 2 miles down the road, and you got distracted. or you're driving along and the scenery distracts you, or you're driving along and thoughts creep into your mind and you're not thinking about your driving anymore. All of those distractions that come into your mind. And the practice of using will, the faculty you have of will, is to practice that focus with the exclusion of the other distractions. And that's why over and over again we've talked about the candle meditation, other forms of meditation, the creative way, ways to begin for you to take control of your thoughts rather than your thoughts taking control of you. Now, one of the examples that I think is really fun to think about is Christmas. You know, it's like you are wishing and, you know, you're hoping. And as a child, you decide kind of what you want for Christmas. And you think about it and you think about it and you think about it. And, of course, you talk about it, right? And your parents hear it. And then they go, oh, we better find the thing that that person wants to give them, that child, our beloved child, to give them for Christmas. It's the same way with the universal law, that you talk about it, you imagine it, you see it, and the universe, God, infinite spirit, the quantum field says, oh, that's what they want. Oh, that's what they're thinking about. Oh, that's what is in their mind. That's what they are giving attention to. Not to, and I had this pointed out to me just recently by my coach when I got back from the training on the cruise. I had all of the issues with all three of my parents I was dealing with, and I said, I don't understand why, I said this to my coach, I don't understand why all of these things are happening and I don't seem to be able to get back to my business. And she said, what are you paying attention to? And it's like, yes, I take care of the facts, I take care of my parents, I take care of all of that. But my thought was, this was limiting me from doing my passionate work. And it's like, no, pause. What am I going to give attention to? Yes, I'm going to pay attention to my parents and take care of them. I'm going to pay attention to my son and take care of him. And I'm going to pay attention to my business and give it my thought, at least, of this is a very important part and a successful part, and it is my passion, it's my purpose, instead of why not? Okay, and my body language, you know, if you could see me, I'm going to pay attention to this passionate work I get to do. I mean, it is my passion to be here sharing this work with you, as opposed to why don't I get to it? And my shoulders just drop. Why don't I get to do this? Why am I not? You know, and it's what are we paying attention to? And that's how we practice, just like it's exercise. And one of the other interesting things when I was thinking about this whole thing about Christmas, I was remembering one time when Aaron, my son, decided he was going to really kind of test the waters and see if Santa really existed, and he was not going to tell us what he wanted for Christmas, and he was going to tell Santa at the store. Think about this, okay, because he had such a strong will, and I had such a great intention to want my little boy's dreams to come true, that we actually had the person who checks us in, go and tell Santa to make sure to listen and to write it down for us and slip it to us as we're paying for the picture or whatever, you know. And what powerful will. And that is how powerful his little mind still had the power of focus and didn't let anything else get in his way, even his beginning of disbelief in Santa, in the magic of Santa, but he wanted to prove it. And to me, that is a real hold on the ability to let out all other distractions and to focus on our image. And that's why right now I want you to move in, use your imagination to think about something that you're grateful for and something that you're proud of. So we move even into a higher vibration. And as we do that, as we parallel with the things we're grateful for and the things that we are proud of, the successes that we've had, and we let this whole idea of will that we have the ability to strengthen the ability to remove all other distractions and focus. So we have the gratitude, we have the thing we're proud of, and now I want you to imagine what's in your vision. One, just pull out one thing, and I want you to imagine it as if it's happening right now. And in that place of gratitude, and in that place of being proud of. So be proud of that moment. We're actually going to talk about future memory when we get to memory next week. So hold on to those images right there. And I'm going to touch a little bit on reason, but I'm also, when we get to perception, we'll also talk a little bit about reason. The way that reason works is that reason is our ability to decipher things out. And what we're really doing as we develop the ability to reason is that we begin building our reason on a truth rather than the facts in life or false reason. And so it's really a practicing of this new place of understanding. If you're listening to the CD, there's a story about a guy who in a hurry asks for a map. He's really wanting a map of the city he's in, Chicago, but in the customer's rush, actually just picks up a map and hands it to him, turns out to be a map of Detroit. And the guy's trying to find his way through Chicago with a map of Detroit. And when our reasoning is based on false reasoning or limited reasoning or past reasoning, then it's like trying to get to our destination but using false premises. And so reason is about clearing out those false beliefs and moving into a more universal reasoning. So if you develop your will, it's part of intuition as well, because you clear out the outside distractions to the degree that you can begin to listen to your intuition in a clear way. These faculties actually are intertwined. They're not exempt from each other. It's all part of the process of being able to use your faculties to create the life you'd love to live. So this is from a book called You Squared, the High Velocity Formula for Multiplying Your Personal Effectiveness in Quantum Leaps. And this is a true story, and it's written by this guy named Price Pritchett. And he says, I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden among the pine trees about an hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon, late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sound of a life-or-death struggle going on a few feet away. There's a fly burning out the last of its short life energies in a futile attempt to fly through the glass of the window pane. The whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy. Try harder. But it's not working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. Ironically, the struggle is part of the trap. It is impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. Nevertheless, the little insect has staked its life on reaching its goal through the raw effort and determination. This fly is doomed. It will die there on the windowsill. Across the room, 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time, and this small creature could reach at the outside world it seeks in only a fraction of the effort that is now being wasted. It could be free of this self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach, something dramatically different? How did it get so locked in on the idea that this particular route and determined effort offer a promise for success? What logic is there in continuing until death to seek a breakthrough with more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly. Regrettably, it's an idea that will kill. Try harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieve more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. Sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for breaking through on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. It's one of the things that, as far as reason versus false reason, is that we have to do this on our own. You know, we are not on a planet of millions of people to have to figure this out on our own. And so to reach out, to allow people to support us, that's a wonderful gift that we also have available to us. So whatever it takes for you to imagine, this is what it feels like to be 10 pounds lighter or whatever it is that you go. Write out that image so that you can, every morning for 1 week at least, wake up and read that without any other distractions for as long as you can. Be in that. Not just even thinking about it, to be in it. So what's one thing you can do tonight to move you in the direction of this new choice you have made?
That concludes Lesson 4 on the Will. In Lesson 5, Christy will cover reason in more depth. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.